Hello. Well, I'm going to try my best to give this story with all the proper facts in the right order. It happened a couple of days ago. I'm calling it the suitcase mystery, not the miracle. Miracles transcend miracles have to do with God overruling nature. But at any rate, it is a mystery because we have no idea how it could happen other than God's providence. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, so we had tickets to fly to Spain last Friday, and we had two suitcases that we needed to check all the way to Spain, and one was ours and one was for my father-in-law, a suitcase full of hymn books, Spanish hymn books. So it didn't seem like there was going to be any problem. We're going to have to pay for the suitcases, but we had four flights, and the first two were American Airlines from Greenville to Charlotte, from Charlotte to Newark. And the second two were with TAP, which is Air Portugal, from Newark to Lisbon and Lisbon to Bilbao. So a little bit of a convoluted trip there, but it is what it was. We didn't realize until a day or so before that the four flights were not all connected. In other words, the American Airlines flights went together, and the two Air Portugal flights went together, but they weren't connected between them, which means that, you know, nobody took responsibility for getting the suitcases from one terminal and one flight to the other, which was okay because I had 4 hours between landing in Newark and leaving Newark. So that was going to be plenty of time. You know, we knew that there was COVID documents we needed to present. And anyway, so it wasn't a problem. Well, our sister-in-law took us to GSP with an hour and a half or so, buffer time. So we get to GSP and find out, well, when I woke up in the morning, the first thing I see is a text saying, your flight has been delayed from 9:05 to 10. And that means we miss our connecting flight in Charlotte. That was a problem because it meant that we were getting out of Charlotte later. The next flight would have taken us to about 3:30-ish or so, giving us only about 2 hours in Newark. Still doable, but not the most pleasant thing to happen. So we go to Greenville, we have our last donut, and we're waiting for the flight to leave at 10, you know, the later flight. And then right before taking off, of course, another bunch of texts and emails come in. We've already had two boarding passes because of the change. So we get another text saying that the flight that they were going to put us on in Charlotte, because we missed the first one, was delayed all the way to 3:30-ish or so, which meant we were getting into Newark 6 minutes before our flight to Portugal was supposed to leave. That was not good. Impossible, obviously, because it wasn't even in the same terminal. We landed in one and had to go to another, and yes, suitcases. I mean, it was completely, completely impossible. Oh my, so that was on my mind as we flew to Charlotte, which was only about a 25-minute flight. So we get to Charlotte and go running to the first customer service. I asked a guy right off the plane, and he looked and said, yeah, you're scheduled on this next one. But I said, that next one is delayed, isn't it? He says, yeah, come to think of it, it is delayed. Well, so he says, there's a customer service around the corner. So we ran to the customer service. There was nobody there. Talked with a girl. She looked at it. She looked and said, yeah, well, yeah, it's delayed. She said, we could get you on a flight right now if you had not have checked two suitcases. And we said, well, is there any way we can get those suitcases? No, we need a 2-hour window. There's no way to change the suitcases. They're going to go on the plane that they're scheduled to go on. And I said, can we go without the suitcases? No, you can't go without the suitcases. I said, is there absolutely nothing we can do? By that time, Mimi had come because she had gone to the restroom. And I said, this is what we have. Well, we had no, at that point, it was like, oh my, this looks chaotic in Newark. So all of a sudden, we had all kinds of time because the flight that we were going to take was late. And so we walked towards the other terminal or the other part of the terminal of Charlotte, at Charlotte. And we had all kinds of time. There was nothing we could do. But we decided, well, at least go to the gate, even though we're 2 hours early. Sure enough, we could see that the gate was, there was another flight still there. It wasn't even showing the delayed flight yet. And as we get there, there's another customer service, and there was not one single person in line. And we're talking a busy airport. It wasn't crammed, but there were hundreds of people, you know, everywhere, flying all over the place. There was not one person in customer service. So I said, what? And Mimi said, let's try it again. You know, let's try a different person. So we got there, and there were several people. The one that you know, called us to speak to her was Hispanic. And she looked it all through and was looking, and we said, then all of a sudden, you know, we started talking to her in Spanish, and Mimi asked her a few things, and she just brightened up, you know, I guess not hugely, but it was immediately, you know, comfortable in her language. And so we did the rest in Spanish, and she said, she looked at it all and said, yeah, that's all, it's what they've said. She said, but hey, I can get you on a flight that's leaving right now in the next gate. We said, yeah, but they said we can't get on it without our suitcases. She said, I can put you on that flight. And so we looked at Mimi and said, you know what? Let's go. At least we get to Portugal. I don't know. I mean, because see, our COVID test, everyone has to have a COVID test, has to be negative. And they're only good for a certain amount of hours. And after 6 or 7 hours later, after flying out from Newark, our COVID test would no longer be valid. So we said, well, at least let's go. And we'll figure out the suitcases later. We didn't know how we would get the suitcases. First of all, we couldn't pick them up because they wouldn't come in. We were leaving now if we could get the flight. She said, if you decide that, you go right now because the flight is about to close. So we said, okay, thank you very much. Couldn't even get her name. We took off. She couldn't give us the boarding passes. She said, there's no time. Just go. They'll take care of you at the gate. So we go running to the gate with our, oh, let's see. Okay, in Greenville, I forgot. In Greenville, they had checked, they'd made us check our carry-ons. And so we didn't have carry-ons. The carry-ons were going to be checked. Let me see. How did that work? Now I can't remember. Anyway, we didn't have our carry-ons. Oh, no. Okay. So I'm jumping ahead. Sorry. So we get to the gate, and there's nobody there. One person was waiting for something. I don't even know if they ever made it on after us. And we said, listen, we don't have boarding passes, but we're apparently they're working on them. And so she, you know, sort of started looking at us, what is going on? What are your names? And then all of a sudden, another lady said, hey, they're coming in right now. Here they are. And so before we knew it, we had boarding passes. This was the third set of boarding passes. And we just walked right on the plane. And so we sat there. We're trying to figure out now how on earth are we going to... Oh, as we get on the plane, they couldn't take our carry-ons on, except the small ones. So at the right before you get on the plane, many of you know, they took them and they checked them through to Newark. So now we have two carry-ons checked to Newark, and then our regular suitcases are going to get there, but on the flight that gets there right before our Portuguese flight. I don't know if you can keep all this straight, but anyway. So we get on there, and then I think, okay, well, I'm going to, we'll call Andrea, Mark's fiance. she's a good one for this kind of thing. Maybe she, while we're going, maybe she can call and see if somehow they can get those two pieces of luggage on an earlier flight so we can pick them up and have time. So we couldn't get any answer from her, but I sent her a bunch of audios and pictures of our info and all that, and we just flew. We get to Newark, and the first thing I see is a text from Andrea. She had done her best, finally been able to talk to a person, but yeah, couldn't get past. What, you know, they say you just have to get those suitcases over, you know, get those suitcases to go between one company and another. Well, we knew that wasn't going to, the only thing we could do is go to Air Portugal and say, hey, is there any way that we can, you know, leave and you can get these suitcases to come another day and, whatever. So we get out of the plane and we make our way to luggage claim, because we have to get our two carry-ons. So we get there. Mimi stays at the carousel, and there was an office there. So I went into this office. Not a soul in the office with any baggage issues. I don't know why, but that's the way it was. The Lord just had each one of these places complete. If we'd have missed the one in Charlotte, if there had been two people ahead of us, we'd have missed the flight. So I get in there, and there's this guy. There's two guys, and one guy asked, man, he was useless. He didn't. So the other guy said, hey, give me your boarding passes with the luggage, the checked luggage information. So I gave it to him, and he looked over there, and he said, they're coming on the carousel. And I said, yeah, I don't mean the carry-ons. I know the carry-ons are coming there, but I mean, we've got two pieces of luggage that are going to get in later on a different flight. Well, he said, they're here. And I just figured he didn't know what he was talking about. So I went to the carousel with this slight hope that maybe he knew what he was doing. But I stand there. I didn't tell anything to Mimi. Mimi's standing there. And the first thing I see come by is the suitcase with the hymnals in it. So I pick it up. Mimi says, that's not ours. I said, oh, yes, it is. And I told her what the guy had told me. And there it was. Sure enough, it was the suitcase that came from Greenville, checked. And we're like, how on earth did that happen? And sure enough, next one out is the other suitcase. And then finally, our two carry-ons come out. We could not believe it. We had barely made the flight, and yet here the suitcases had come, and the only answer was God made sure possibly the Hispanic lady got on the ball and did something there, or maybe the computers. We don't know how it happened. We do remember that on the flight out of Charlotte, we had to wait for, we would just barely made it on, but then we had to wait for 10 minutes. And Mimi thinks she remembers hearing something that the pilot said about luggage. It was loud, we could hardly hear. So I don't know. At any rate, that allowed us to make the connection, and we were able to board with no problems. On the Portugal flight, it ended up being a few other issues along the way, but that was the suitcase thing. And I don't know how it happened exactly, because the numbers don't quite add up. But many people were praying. I had sent the issue to you on the broadcast as well as on Facebook. And many friends said they were praying. And so all we can say is the Lord made sure, because that was going to be a nightmare, because I don't think they would have let us on the flight if they'd have known we had luggage. Portugal would not have let us on the flight, and then we'd have been stuck again, because you have to have your PCR negative no matter what, and that would have pushed us off 2 or 3 days there in New York. So I went back to the suitcase guy, who was right. When he said that all your suitcases are here, his name was Limam, and I gave him an Inner Peace booklet and told him, thank you very much, you were right, and I hope you enjoy the book. So if you want to pray for Limam, Limam, he was a help. And the Hispanic lady I wasn't able to give a book to, we were in, it was too too quick. Everything happened too fast. So unfortunately, I didn't get one to her. Okay, well, if you listen this long, you deserve some kind of prize. Take care. God bless you. Bye.